I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Hello there. So it has been a wild last few weeks for me. Let's start with this. I almost hit a man from behind, so I decided to follow him. That is something that did occur. This was after work on Friday last week, and I was actually rushing home to finish the podcast that you guys hopefully heard last week. And when I was going home, there was like this dark black pickup truck that was like making a left-hand turn, but they didn't have any blinkers on. The brakes weren't on. The brake lights weren't working. So I was kind of surprised being the person behind them when the car was suddenly slowing down, because we were both doing a speed limit and all of a sudden we weren't. And I was like, oh, what happened? You know, so I realized his brake lights are out. So I kind of went back and forth of like, should I tell this guy? And also, how would I tell this guy? But luckily, he was making a left-hand turn into a grocery store parking lot. So I decided to follow him. Now, the moment I decided to follow him, it was actually kind of a little later on, because I had passed the same entrance that he had went through, because I was going back and forth whether I should. And I just kind of peeped in my side mirror, and I happened to see that he was a black man. And I was like, oh, all right, let me turn around. So I made a left at the stop sign and then made another left, which is another entryway into the grocery store parking lot. And so I saw his truck. It was parked in front of like the Pizza Hut or something, or maybe it was a Chinese place. I don't know. Anyways, he was parked there, and I saw him coming out of somewhere. He was walking down the sidewalk in front of the stores. And I said, hey, man, is this your car? Is this your black truck? And he was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, well, your brake lights don't work. So, of course, he was like kind of confused. Like, how do you know that? You know, because he didn't know that I was behind him. So I explained, and I was like, oh, I was just right behind you. And when you made your left hand turn into this parking lot, your brake lights didn't deploy. So I didn't know that you were turning. So I wanted to let you know, because I know that something like that can turn in to something else if you're pulled over, you know. And he looked at me and he was like, fam, you were absolutely right. I really appreciate you taking the time to let me know, because how would I have known? And I'm thinking about, like, he's right. None of us really check our brake lights unless you like back into a parking space and maybe there's like a wall behind you so you can kind of see them, you know. But other than that, unless someone checks it with you, you don't really have a way of really seeing if they're working unless you're pulled over and now you got a ticket. And so I'm just thinking, like, today's climate and dealing with, I mean, not even today's climate, just the climate in general of how this world treats black men, I felt like I needed to, you know, let him know, give him a heads up, you know what I'm saying? Because we all have seen things in the news, and we've all maybe even know someone who experienced it, or maybe some of us experienced it ourselves. But a simple traffic stop can turn into something deadly for people of color, especially black folk, you know what I'm saying? So it just didn't sit right with me to keep going, because I'm like, damn, what if he gets pulled over and somehow, I wanted to do what I could to keep something like that from happening. I didn't want this man to be another, you know, protest. And I'm not, I know it's a little dramatic or whatever, but still, you know what I mean? So I had his back, and he even said to me, you know, I appreciate that. I'm going to do the same thing from here on out. If I come across someone's brakes, their brake lights aren't working, I'm going to tell them. I was like, yo, that's what's up. Let's keep this thing going. So that was a cool thing that happened. Something else I want to talk to you guys about. I want to ask you a question. Am I wrong for this? Is how we're going to start this? All right. So as you guys know, painfully single here. Hello. And I am on the dating websites. I'm on the Hinge. I'm on the Bumble. I'm on the even Facebook dating. I know I'm desperate. What's the other one? Tinder. I'm on all the things, right? And to be honest with you, I really don't open up my apps enough, honestly. I am constantly getting notifications. If you don't open up this app, we're going to go ahead and shut you down. I'm like, oh, shit. Let me just open up, swipe left one time, then close the app again. I don't know why I download them. I barely use them. But when I do, every now and then I'll get a couple of matches. And I have swiped left on them immediately. Not because of the way they look, not because of anything on their profile necessarily. I swipe left on them because they did something that I count as a red flag for me. And I want to know, am I wrong for doing this? So many of you may or may not know that I was once a part of a lesbian web series, and it was called Between Women. And I played a character named Sunny Walker. And this is like what, like, early 2000s is like where does early 2000s start and begin, like end? This is like 2012, something like that, like around there. And apparently a lot of people did enjoy my character and they loved the show, and that's wonderful. That was the whole point. We gave, you know, some recognition to the lesbian community and gave them something, and not just them, just the LGBTQIA plus community as well. And I'm really proud of that project that we did. However, the first thing you say to me on a dating website app should not be, oh, you're Sunny from Between Women. I'm going to swipe left, because that kind of freaks me out. Now I feel like that should not be the first thing you say. Now I feel like you may think that I'm exactly like my character, or you're expecting my character. It doesn't feel like you want to get to know me for me. And that's like the first thing you say, not, hey, how are you? Or some fun question or whatever, some other prompt or something. Not, hey, you're from that lesbian website. That just freaks me out a little bit. Okay. And that might be my fault for listening to the podcast strictly stalking. That's probably on me. But I also have to be a little careful as well. And it just freaks me out a little bit. I think, and mind you, I am not putting my celebrity. That's not at all what it is. I'm just hella quotes, hella air quotes. I'm not going to put my celebrity on the same palette, like on the same like platform as like Beyonce or something. But I guarantee if Beyonce was single and she was trying to date, and the first thing you say to her is, oh my God, you're Beyonce. It's like, you're dating me for what I am, not who I am. And same thing for athletes. Anybody who is on any type of platform where a lot of people see them, the first thing you say should not be, oh, you're from that thing I like. Maybe save it for the date or a little further down the line. So yeah, I just count that as a bit of a red flag. Kind of freaks me out a little bit. So I always swipe left. So let me know in the comment section, am I wrong for that? I don't know. All right, guys, it's time for us to go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment. And if you are new to the podcast, the POC Excellence segment is where I give my flowers to people of color who are doing amazing, inspiring things. So make sure you guys subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, guess what? Now these podcasts can be seen in video form as of like 3 podcasts ago, I think. I don't know. This might be the third one. And it's also available on video form on YouTube as well. So comment below on both of those platforms, because now it is possible. All right, let's go ahead and get to our POC Excellence segment next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I enjoy swiping through social media like the rest of us. I'm a cog in the machine. But I do every now and then come across really talented and interesting people. And the person that I want to talk to you about, who definitely deserves her POC flowers and flowers in general, is a poet named Rebecca Dupas. So she's pretty amazing. And after I tell you a little bit about her, I want to share one of the poems that actually caught my eye and said, oh my God, She's talking directly to me. It's one of those moments. And so she is a multi-talented artist, poet, author, photographer, and jewelry designer. And she's got some accolades here. She got 2-time Poet of the Year in Philly and Baltimore. What's up? Baltimore legend and Renaissance Woman of the Year in 2024. Bam. Poet of the Year, Baltimore legend, and Renaissance Woman in 2024. That was last year. Stop playing. So she's actually written a couple of books. She's written Somebody Else's Blues, Not Without Black Women, revised in 2023, and children's book Mario Goes to the Museum. She's been seen on Fox, C-SPAN, PBS, WEAA, The Washington Post, and DC Black Film Festival. She has founded 8 long-running poetry events and curates programs like Body of Work, Coffee and Critiques, and the Harvest Society. And she still performs today. So this is great. She was born and raised in Louisiana and raised in the DMV, was popping. And she credits her mother's resilience as a key influence. So what I want to do is I want to share one of her poems with you. It resonates within me, and I feel like some of you may need to hear it. It's so well said. It's so well written. It really feels like she's literally turning the pages in my own book. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Rebecca Dupas with How to Slay a Dragon, a poem about the day I met myself. Y'all gonna like this. Woo! All right, take a listen.
She said, oh, how long you been doing poetry? I said, many years, more than 20. But when I caught her expression, my smile started to fade. She said, more than 2 decades and you still performing around the way? I at least thought you'd been on Broadway or a national stage. My nostrils fled. I shifted in my seat. I adjusted my glasses. I said, what you say to me? She said, I'm just saying, more than 20 years should probably bring you fame. I said, well, the fact that I'm still in demand leaves me amazed. I'm grateful. I looked at sis again. There was no scales, no sharp talons, but it was a little smoke on her tongue. She was hateful. She said, how old are you? I took a long look around the room. I was hinting at sis to go on and move. I was trying not to be rude. I said, I'm in my early 40s. She said, true. I don't see no ring. I said, no, baby girl, not yet. She said, oh, so you ain't meet nobody who wanted to take you off the market? I said, well, of the few men that I dated, there was one I thought I would be with for life, but it didn't work out that way. She said, another independent woman who can't find her Mr. Right. I said, sis, you want to fight? But she laughed at my offense. Instead of falling back, she leaned in. She said, you sitting here like you ain't got no friends. At least tell me you got some kids. I said, I don't have no time for this. My life is beautiful the way that it is. She said, oh, you one of them. I said, one of who, friend? She said, you the type to meet a grim reality with toxic positivity. You sitting there like you never wanted to be mommy or wifey. I said, you're talking to a woman who has radical acceptance for whatever God has for me. I said, honestly, I'm at peace. And I remembered I didn't even have to be in this woman's vicinity. I started to gather my things up quickly. I said, for the record, I didn't enjoy your company. But since you forced yourself upon me, the least you can do is tell me your name. Sis gonna say same. I said, same as what, girl? Stop playing. She said, same as the woman that I'm talking to, boo. She said, sis, I'm you. I'm the dark corners of your brain. I give voice to what your subconscious be saying. She said, you met a lot of hurt people who wanted you to feel the same. You used to ignore it, but now in the quiet corners of your day, you start to regurgitate all of the negative things they used to throw your way. She said, look around, sis, I'm not even here. But I'm glad that you can hear your inner thoughts really are that rude. You need to get to therapy and get them people's opinions up off of you. Because I know your life is beautiful, but the question is, do you? She said, right now, you sounding like your own biggest hater. And I wanted you to know that until you let their opinions go, you are the only dragon that needs slaying. Thank y'all.
Bitch, you can't tell me that wasn't amazing. sorry. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me mic up and put my headphones on. I'm sorry. I didn't want to yell into the microphone and shit. Whatever. Bust your eardrums out. I just discovered this woman recently. I'm now like, where have you been? I now have two favorite poets. My first favorite is Shi Han. He's always going to be my number one. But let me tell you something about Miss Dupas. Okay. She in there. She in my top two. So if you want to check out Miss Dupas, she is on Instagram. Yeah, at Rebecca Dupas. Okay, so I shouldn't even look for it. Literally, Rebecca Dupas. I love her. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, people who have ear holes or eye holes, because guess what? Now I'm visual with some video podcasts here. Coming up next, guys, we are going to have a new Have You Heard About? Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, listen, I don't have any children, okay? I don't even have a spouse to love me, all right? And I forgot where I was going with that, but let's go ahead and talk about this next Have You Heard About? When the truth just comes out your ass for no reason. Oh, my God. Have you heard about? So I was on Instagram per the usual, and I was on the at Revolt Instagram page, and the tagline grabbed me hard, and I just had to click it. So it says Sierra was blushing after her daughter picked Ride. Her daughter picked Ride as her favorite song. Now, mind you, her daughter is definitely still a child. I don't even think she's a teenager yet. So we're talking about child. And if you are unaware of who Sierra is, how dare you exist? One, Sierra is an R&B singer, amazing dancer. She came up from Georgia. She's a Georgia girl. And she is also wife to Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons? That don't sound right. Yeah, that was a fuck up. She's married to Russell Wilson. Russell Simmons just rolled right on off. She's married to Russell Wilson, who was a professional football player for the NFL. And they've been married since 2016, and their family is beautiful. But here's the thing. One of the members of their beautiful family, her little girl, she admitted to her mom during a recorded interview that her favorite song that her mother sang was Ride. And this is so cringy. But it's also kind of cute. It's so weird because you can tell she was like, don't say that. Nah, don't say that. Say another song that you like. Don't mention. And it looked like she couldn't tell. And honestly, I couldn't tell if Sierra wanted to cry or laugh. I could not tell. But let's take a listen to Sierra's child telling us about her favorite song that her mother sang early in her career.
What is my favorite song of yours?
Level Up.
No. Mom, say the real answer.
Do not say that song.
It's Ride! Ain't nothing when I ride it. Ain't nothing when I ride it.
Oh my gosh.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, baby, hit me more.
Okay, Cece.
I love that song. Mom, you knew the answer. You're just trying to do that so you don't have to say.
I know, because I wish you would pick another song. But you got that because you went on tour with Mommy, and that's what happens when your kids go on tour.
Yeah, they figure out their favorite song. And mine's Ride.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what's the next question, young lady?
That she said, don't you say that song. Okay, the crazy thing is that's exactly probably how that child got here. But listen, that was adorable as shit. I can't talk no shit because I was listening to a lot of music when I was growing up that I should not have been listening to. So that's just what music is, baby. But it's kind of weird when it's your mom. But luckily, that kid does not understand what she's singing. And I hate that those are the lyrics that she chose to repeat on camera. Holy crap. All right. Have you heard about McDonald's releases new XXL fries meal? Now, this is coming from the @MouthAttack page on Instagram. And this right here is insane. Let's go ahead and dig into it. Let me tell you, before we even dig into this, XXL fries is big as hell. Okay, that is ridiculous. I remember when I was growing up, they decided to 86 the supersize because it was just making fat bastards. But yet McDonald's, doesn't matter the size of the fries, I'm still going to be a fat bastard. If I can't get my supersize, then just got two larges. Like, it's not, you did nothing. All right, let's go ahead and see what's going on here. It says here, McDonald's Malaysia. Okay, now we're starting to make sense. McDonald's Malaysia recently marked International French Fry Day with the launch of a limited time Fans Fries meal available exclusively from July 11th to the 13th of 2025. Okay, so this is past. So if you wanted to go to Malaysia for a big ass thing of fries, you've missed your turn. It says here, this promotional offering showcased the brand's iconic fries in an elevated format designed to delight loyal customers. The meal features an XX fries, a small... this is stupid. The meal featured an XXL fries, a small fry, and a beverage, all bundled in an attractive price of RM10. What is that, rubies? I don't know what that is. I'm such an American. It was available nationwide for dine-in, takeaway, and drive-through orders, excluding third-party delivery platforms. As a part of the campaign, McDonald's activated a large-scale celebration in Kuala Lumpur's Bukit Bintang District. There, got it. Nailed it. Where digital billboards are lit up in the area and free XXL fries were distributed to members of the public. That is insane. So this was actually to help create memorable experience while reinforces McDonald's position as a leader in value-driven menu innovations. So yeah, Malaysia was doing that. The fact that you get an XXL big thing of fries and a small fry is crazy to me. Yeah, if you're looking at the photo of this video form, this is crazy. These fries are huge. If you're listening to the podcast via, you know, a place where there's no video, you are missing out. Now, you can always go to the podcast Instagram at It's Professionally Silly. Nope, that's not it. What's my Instagram? Oh, at It's Pro Silly. That's it. That's what it is. All right, shut up. Leave me alone. Have you heard about... Do you guys remember dating in the 90s and the 80s? 80s and 90s. You probably don't because many of you weren't alive yet. I wasn't dating in the 90s because I was a child. But... I'm told that there used to be this thing called VHS dating tapes that people would record themselves telling people exactly what they're looking for and their hopes and dreams. And then I think people would just like go someplace and watch a bunch of tapes and find somebody they might like and then tell them. And I guess the dating company would set it up. I don't really know how that works, but that's what they would do. They would be recorded telling everybody what they want. It's pretty much like a Tinder or a Bumble, except it's nothing but a video. There's no scrolling, but you could fast forward. That's cool. All right, so I came across Instagram page that I low-key don't even want to tell you the name of because I kind of want to keep this gem to myself. I want to keep the fuck out this page. But it's called VHS Dates. Damn, I gave that up pretty quick, didn't I? Okay, so I came across it, and this is the one that just got me hard as hell. Like, I was laughing, like low-key cackling when I heard this video for the first time. And there's a few others, and I might share some here or there. But it's no secret that dating is hard as fuck in this world. Doesn't matter what decade that it was, it's hard. Okay, people are traumatized. People have been through some shit. Okay, and this woman here, Stacy, number 167, she's, you know what, I'm gonna let Stacy tell you what she wants.
I really like a tall, kind of hairy, dark guy. Don't drive a sedan. Sedans are boring. I need a sports car. So these are kind of the things that I like in a guy. And if you wear Dracar Noir, we are done. I want to believe in love at first sight. And I think it's going to happen to me, and I think it's going to happen in this city.
Why?
Because I deserve it. Love is not overrated. It's all that we have. Cupcakes are just carriers for frosting. I'm all about the frosting. In fact, if you and I go out, I don't know, are you single?
No.
Oh, okay. A relationship deal breaker is being a no good, dirty cheat and just slutting it up around town, just being a man slut, thinking, I don't know what you're up to. And Jenny doesn't know what you're up to. That's a deal breaker. I am a social smoker. I smoke Virginia Slims. I could date a smoker, but like, I don't want all of my clothes to smell like smoke. So we got to smoke outside, like in the jacuzzi, you know, when we're drinking.
Yeah. Yes, you're going through it. Now, here's the best thing about having dating apps and the swiping and stuff. You won't see me crying from your phone screen. Okay, I did all of that behind the scenes while filling out my profile, realizing I have nothing to offer. You won't see that. Okay, but it did happen. And VHS life and tape life, when you had to record yourself and make a dating tape, you could see all that. There was Stacey was she Jesus, I hope she found somebody. This is a long time ago. So I hope Stacey found some love. I hope he didn't cheat on her. Stacey, honey. I know, girl. It's hard. Oh my God. Once again, that is at VHS Dates if you want to go ahead and check that out. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a new voicemail. We have a listener who called into the vent line, and I honestly have no idea what they're venting about. I kind of like to listen to it along when you guys do. So let's go ahead and take a listen next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
Hey, Amber, you said that we could call and vent, and I thought I would take a second and take you up on that. I want to vent about how annoying and upsetting it is to have a chronic illness and to constantly be told you're not sick, you're too young, you don't have pain, you have anxiety, you can't go to an ER and have them actually believe you. You can't have a good day without being suddenly cured. It's just so upsetting. People will ask you, how are you? But if you don't answer, I'm fine or I'm okay, then you're complaining. Oh, it makes me so mad. And I wish people who weren't in pain or sick all the time could get it through their head that we're fighting as hard as we can, and there's nothing more we can do other than fight as hard as we can. So I hope they open up their eyes and they see. Thanks.
Well, you know what? Let me start off by saying this. I never said that the vents had to be comical all the time, and I'm actually glad that this person called in, because I actually know someone personally who was going through a lot medically, and doctors just kept telling her over and over again, it's in your mind, it's not this, it's not that. And she had to deal with this for years. And she was a YouTuber by the name of Stevie, and she lives in London now, I believe, or at least England, I don't know what part. And, you know, she's with her girl, and she's been there for a while. And I believe there was not too long ago, she made a video explaining how she finally found a doctor that was able to help her figure out what was wrong and what they could do. And you just don't give up on that. I can understand, or at least I feel like I can understand what it feels like when you are in pain and someone isn't paying attention. I may not understand that specifically, but I know what it feels like when you're telling someone something and they're not believing you, or when you're being authentic and honest about what you're feeling or what you're going through. And then after someone asks you how you're doing or something, and they're just like, oh, well, you're just complaining. You know, I can understand how frustrating and isolating that can be, you know, and I'm glad that you called, because you know what? There is a very good chance that there is someone who's listening to this podcast episode right now who knows exactly what you're going through. And I thank you for sharing it with us, because now we have an idea of what that feels like. And hopefully those of you listening, if you have a family member or a friend or someone close to you come and tell you that they're going through something, whether it's physical, mental, what have you, you know, listen, be compassionate, help them if you can, point them in the right direction. And I wish that I can give you some advice, but all I can tell you, girl, is keep fighting, keep doing what you're doing. And I think what you did today was beautiful, sharing exactly what you felt. I'm glad that you got a chance to just kind of, you know, get that off your chest and just like expand that truth, you know, just expel that truth out of you. I hope that that was cathartic for you. And thank you so much for calling. And thank you for listening to the podcast. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's dating sucks no matter what decade you are in. Okay. If you have a loved one, okay, please don't pick at the small, tiny stuff that you don't like about them. Stay with them, because you could end up being like me or Stacy. Nobody wants that. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys have fucking titties. I love your face, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I really do appreciate you guys joining me every week. It means the world to me. Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform that you are using. Your girl's on Amazon Music, Spotify, which, by the way, AKA has video on there now. Yeah. I'm on Apple Podcasts and now YouTube via video form, so you can check out on my sexiness visually. And those who are just watching are probably like, I'm just gonna go back to listening, that was disturbing. So don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well, Professionally Silly, because I do other things on this channel as well. The podcast is just a bonus. You don't want to miss the videos that we do. DJ Hey Cousin joins me in the videos a lot, because those are a little easier for us to film. And I will bring him back to the podcast. It is coming. Don't give up on us. Is that we're both working our butts off and our schedules are just kind of ships through the, we're literally, they say that the saying is ships through the night, like, you know, passing ships in the night. It's like passing ships at noon. I get home from work and he's on his way to work. So that's how it's been for the last few weeks, but we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Listener submissions, ideas, silly stories, jokes, mishaps, whatever. Hit me up at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or text my Google Voice number 805-664-1828, which is also the vent line. So leave your messages. I actually have a lot of voicemails. And honestly, if you guys keep this going, we could probably have ourselves some mini-sodes of just you guys talking, just you venting and getting it off. You know what I mean? That'll be amazing. Have a mini-sode here and there. Give me a break from all the heavy editing. Oh my God, I would love that. So call on in. Once again, 805-664-1828. Down in the show notes / description box, you can find my link tree and follow my social media. So on all my most used socials, I have Instagram, TikTok. I have 2 YouTube channels and more. So click that link tree and give me a follow. And your girl's got a PO box. So if you want to send anything that you want us to taste or try or just have, maybe you want to send me like a, I don't know, 24 karat gold bracelet just because. That's my P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Thank you again. Once again, it's your Audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. You can taste garlic with your feet. Like if you rub a clove of garlic on the sole of your foot, its flavor should be detected in your mouth in about 30 minutes later. So I don't know if that's true or not. I typed in random facts, things I wish I didn't know, and that one popped up, so I shared it. Anyways, until next time you decide to tune in, silly listeners, watch your step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. All right. right, new Professionally Silly episode podcast. It is August 27th, 2025. Here is our intro. So here's the best thing about... Ow. Okay, here we go. What up, what up, what up, what it is, P Silly listeners, it's me. Wait, let's do that again. And then we'll do castration next episode.